Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome to today's episode of The Pulse. Guys, this is episode number 124. I'm going to be having a special guest join us here in a little while. But I've got so many things I want to talk to you about firsthand, and I got a lot of good news. But I want to start off here today. There's something I was thinking about as I was driving in here today. You know, in the midst of all the things that we talk about, all the content that's on, the counter and man, in the midst of, wow, the Epstein files, UFO disclosure, like what? In the midst of the primaries, which we just had, now in the midst of this Iranian war and our coalition that we have that we're actually operating in right now, in the midst of all that, guys, we talk about all these things. We're going to talk about rescues. I'm going to talk about rescues today also, but I just want to just tell you this. If you hadn't heard this in a long time, please hear this at the beginning of this broadcast. Man, Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. And whatever it is that we're learning, if we are not growing closer and closer to Jesus, it just makes us a bunch of neo-Gnostics. And man, we're just so full of information and we're just so full of this and that, and we get full of it, actually. And man, I just want to just encourage you. If you haven't come before the Lord in a long time and just said, Lord, look at my heart, and I don't want to just live in whatever echo chamber that I live in. I want to live clean and pure before you. If you haven't done that in a long time, I want to encourage you to do that. And I also want to remind you that if you need a friend or if you need a prayer, you can call us anytime right here at Open Door Church, 24 hours a day. I got a huge calling center here, and that number is 877-413-0888. And guys, the Spirit of the Lord is doing incredible things, incredible things. I'm just going to pitch this to Shay. Shay, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Pastor?
I'm digging your lid, man.
Thank you.
And so I didn't have my nice hat. I just have my
No, that
my
looks
ranch
cool,
hat,
though. It works with your outfit.
Yeah, it's a cool.
It's good.
It's a cool hat, man. I love this hat. The guy that makes my hats is in Montana. And I love this guy, Jimmy the Hat Maker.
We got to tag along to one of those Montana trips. So
yeah,
Joel,
man,
Joel and
the
I
Montana trip is extremely cool. Well, I can see, man, that there's people all over the planet Earth, man, that's joining us here today.
We've
Look
got
at all these people.
Yeah, we've got Argentina in the house. We have Tina Garcia from Kansas City, Jennifer Wyatt from California, Melissa Long from Texas. We've got people, Pueblo, Colorado in the house with Angela Graham.
Pueblo.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Pueblo, Colorado. Do you know that I've got a little place just south of Pueblo, Colorado, and we're just sectioning it off between 35 acres and 170 acres, and it's a beautiful place. I love your neck of the woods. I love that part of the world. I do.
Yeah. So we got people from all over, and I know our Africa family is going to be joining us in a little bit. Sometimes they log on a few minutes after. So we've got an international crew here today, and we're so excited because we've got some incredible testimonies to share with you guys. And then also in a little bit, we have Bunny Pounds, who's going to be joining us to talk about this really incredible movement that she is heading up.
Is this chick's name really Bunny?
Yes. And I know you're going to ask her about that.
Oh, I am.
You're going to ask her about that.
Man, I promise you, man, her parents must be epic hippies.
Yeah, that's
epic, amazing. Epic hippies. They have a child named Bunny.
Like, Bunny Pounds. Like, that's a
Bunny
cool
Pounds.
Name all around.
Yeah, that's kind of a name you put like in a novel or something.
Yeah. Right. You're going to now. You're gonna use it in your next novel.
You know what? I think I actually will. I think it'll just be one of the pet names that one of my guys
calls
his wife or something, and he calls her Bunny.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love it too. So she's doing incredible things, and she has a huge heart and passion for America and taking America back and restoring America to its roots. And that's something that we are very passionate about around here.
Well, I saw that, yesterday I saw that Greg Abbott won the primaries.
Yep.
So my good friend Doc Chambers did not win, and he's a very good friend of mine. He's a fellow rescuer of children. I love Doc Chambers, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, Greg Abbott's been a really good governor for the state of Texas, and mm-hmm. I've met him several times. I've actually prayed for him. But I don't know if Doc is watching right now. But Doc, I want to tell you, buddy, I love you. And I love your message. I love who you are as a man of God. And we're all just so proud of you, man. Way to go, man. Mm-hmm. Way to go, brother. I love you. I got to call him today.
Yeah.
So speaking of Doc, who actually rescues kids, we were working on an operation yesterday.
Yeah, you mentioned
and
it.
And I can say now that it was in Mexico, but I can't say where.
Mm-hmm.
And it involved federal government, it involved state government, and it involved our teams. And it was a whole bunch of intel from a whole bunch of different things. And, and it was a prostitution ring for not for little girls, but actually for little boys.
Wow.
And we busted it and we went in there and we were actually really worried about the safety of our operators. And they went off in there and none of our guys got shot. None of our guys got harmed.
Wow.
All the good guys, everything happened. What should have happened?
Should have happened.
And guys, we rescued a 9-year-old little boy and we rescued a 10-year-old little boy. I want to show you, I want to show you guys a picture. I got a couple of pictures here.
Oh my
goodness. We rescued this guy right here. And we just got him into some brand new clothes and getting him cleaned up. But I mean, when I look at this picture, I see a lot of things that people wouldn't see. And, you know, he's literally had chains on his wrists. You can see from his hands where he has been holding rope for a long, long time.
Wow.
And my heart, when I saw this picture yesterday, I just bawled and squalled.
Yeah.
Honestly. I just bawled. I don't know why this one has, and I don't even know this kid. And I know so many of my kids. I'm going to end up knowing him because I'm going to go down and go see him here probably next month. And I'm going to tell him I love him and I'm going to tell him how proud I am of him. But this kid was literally a slave yesterday.
Wow.
And today he is set free and he's actually in our home.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
And so, yeah. And then then we have this guy.
Look at that little guy.
And so this guy right here, man.
Oh, he's so cute.
And he has no idea how that he's being set free in every single way. They're on a whole new journey. Now, today, what that looks like whenever we rescue these kids, like the 908 kids we rescued in 2025, is when we get these kids from the cartels or from just traffickers all over the world, whenever we do that, the first couple of days is just very intensive physical, emotional, and psychological and spiritual help for them.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have never been treated as good as they're being treated right now. But it takes a lot of professionals, and we work with those professional teams. You know, we have just in one home in Mexico, and we have so many homes in Mexico. We have 52 homes throughout the world, but just in one home, we have to have 40 something employees there. It's just crazy.
Wow.
I mean, it's nuts.
It makes sense because it's also, it's 24/7.
Yeah, it's
24/7. You need people there with these kids.
Yep.
24/7. And they actually need 24/7 care.
They need 24/7 care. And, this is just such a serious thing, guys. It's just such a serious thing. And when the body of Jesus steps in to do this, we have to do it better than anybody else, than anybody else can do it. And we need to provoke everybody else to jealousy in how well we take care of the 6,000 children that we have right now and the thousands more that we're about to rescue. I want to show you that picture one more time, the kid in the red shirt. Man, this kid, I mean, you think about this, that yesterday he had no hope. He had no future. He had nothing but abuse. He had nothing but terror and horror. Nobody in the world would help this little guy.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, a door gets kicked in and the Jesus people show up. And now, I mean, I don't know. You know what? The new car smell will never go away for me, even though we've rescued over 12,000 kids.
Yeah.
It just won't. I will let this impact me. I will let this touch me. I will let this break my heart and I will use it to motivate me to do more and more and more. And so I just want to say partners, thanks, man. Thank you so much. Up on behalf of that beautiful little boy and on behalf of over 12,000 more kids, thank you that you stand with us. Thank you for your ongoing support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you know what happened? Whenever we rescued these two boys, and mind you, there's not one single home in the entire nation for trafficked boys. Not one. We are building the first home. We're about a month away from it being opened. But they know where about 50 more of those kids are that they will not rescue until there is a home and a place to put them into. And I can argue how wrong that is so many different ways. I have very little voice within it. So all I'm doing is I'm just building houses. And guys, they already asked me. They asked me this whenever they rescued these two kids. They said, as soon as this new home is open, are you willing to open another home? And the home must have armed guards in it. And can you provide all that? And of course, what I said was, I said, yes. And so, you know, that's another $500,000 that we're going to need to raise. And then the ongoing cost of that. And guys, we just can't be afraid of that. This is the door that Jesus has opened for us. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm just saying yes. I don't know what else I can do, but just say yes.
Well, and what I'm excited to see is like the next round of pictures that we get of these boys.
Yeah.
And the transformation that's going to happen, because we always see it. And even, you know, we have to keep their identities concealed. We have to keep their eyes covered for, you know, just for their own safety and things like that. But even with their eyes covered, like, I know you guys are going to be able to see a difference and a transformation. And sometimes that transformation is literally like the moment they get in our home. Sometimes it takes weeks and months. And, you know, as you said, like these kids get all of the medical care that they need. Psychological, all of that, because they have been through it. And so we're going to provide them that support, and we can't wait to see the transformation in their lives.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you guys. I'm going to ask you guys that if you haven't given in a long time, to give today, because we're rescuing so many kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, it's crazy. We rescued these two kids last night. We rescued, what was the one before that?
There was the
We rescued the two babies yesterday.
Yeah, and the two babies yesterday.
We rescued two babies in Uganda yesterday.
Yes, there
There's
you
one
go.
Of the babies we rescued. There you go. I totally forgot about that. Uh-huh. We rescued the 9-year-old little boy in Houston, Texas.
Yep.
We rescued the 14-year-old little girl on the Tex-Mex border. That's her. And so all this has been within the past 7 days. Mm-hmm. And guys, we got to raise these kids, man. We got to raise them, man. We got to take care of them, you know, forever. On top of the 6,000 kids we already have, mm-hmm. and we're already raising them. So, hey man, stand with us. Mm-hmm. Would you please prayerfully consider making an incredible love offering to King Jesus himself, and call the number or just go to troybrewer.com. Just go to troybrewer.com and give. And then I'm telling you, it'll make a tremendous difference. It will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone actually asked us a question. Can you explain your part in the rescue? This is from BC Land Management. And we work directly with the authorities with stuff like this, with an operation. I mean, all of our operations are different to get kids, because they're all in different scenarios. But this one is one, Pastor, where we are working with the authorities directly, right?
Yeah. When it comes to the authorities, the authorities were actually, number one, you have to find the right group of people.
Yeah.
That's number one. And that's actually what we do. So we don't just give it to the government and hope somebody good gets it. No, we know the good people within the government. And we love them, mm-hmm. and we trust them. And we also know that they will turn the kids over to us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll go into a government system and they'll just disappear like they do here within the United States.
Yeah.
Which, don't even get me started on that. Don't even get me started on the trash that goes on here with trafficked kids in the United States once they go into the CPS system.
Yeah.
Because, guys, there's no homes here in the United States. There's less than 600 beds in all 50 states, and there's one home for boys. One. That's it. And I don't even think it has 17 beds. I don't remember the number, but it's terrible. So they want them in the system because there is no accountability. And just depending upon what state it is, you know? So just like that, in all these other nations that we actually work in, we know the guys, and we know the prosecuting attorneys, and we know the attorney generals.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we have personal relationships with the state attorney generals.
Yep.
And then we say, hey, we know where there needs to be an operation. We know this, that. They turn us over to their guys in the state police that we actually trust. They put together a task force that is cartel free. And then we actually supply everything. Mm-hmm. So whatever their tactical gear is, whatever the intelligence, whatever they need, we actually do that. Like, well, how come the government doesn't do that? Because we're not going through normal government channels. We're working in special cooperation with the attorney generals, and then we're making sure they have to be people that we can hold accountable, and we got to make sure that they're not bad guys too.
Yeah.
And like, well, that's terrible that that's in the Mexican government. It's all over the United States government. I promise you, it's all over the United States government. And you know, there's pornography industries that get this huge list of kids in the CPS. I mean, where do they get that list from? Where do they get that list from? From somebody working in the government, that they're, you know, they're greasing their rails, and then they know when these kids in CPS, they know the ones that come out of trafficking, they know the ones that have been abused, They get flagged on those things, and then they end up in these horrible houses, and they go from house to house to house to house to house. And then when they're 17 years old, they make sure that they're in an even worse house. And now I'm talking the United States, they're in an even worse house. So, so that they will get kicked out the day that they turn 18 years old, and they get groomed and they get approached by the pornography industry. And that's where you get 18 and over sites.
Yep.
Or 18 only sites.
Yeah.
That's where you get those sites. Those are CPS kids.
Wow.
Who don't have parents, who don't have anybody to love them.
Yep.
And they have no place to go when they turn 18 years old. So I do everything I can possibly do to keep kids out of those government systems. And so we have to be involved. And while that is much more difficult here, it's sad for me to tell you this. So we get a lot more cooperation out of the Mexican government than we do out of the United States government. But I also want to say that's turning around quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy about that.
Yeah. And it should say a lot if you're joining us for the first time and you're hearing us. I mean, it took you guys 30 years of doing this, of building up a reputation of rescuing and raising kids, that now government agencies are coming to us to say, hey, we want to work with you. Can you take these kids that we rescue? So if you've landed here for the first time and you're like, oh, I've been wanting to get involved in this, who can I trust? Because it's very important who you align with. Just know that over 30 years of doing this has gotten us to where we are, to where you are able to actually be working with government agencies here in the U.S. and in Mexico and all over the world. And that speaks volumes to me. It really should say a lot.
Yeah. You know, I'm really believing that the same thing is going to happen with us here in the United States. I'm really even believing like this year that that's going to happen. But we work with Mexico, and I'm talking about extensively with the Mexican government. And by the way, guys, we need to shut down child pornography in Mexico because 65% of all child pornography is made in the nation of Mexico. And you know why that is? Because of the Americans and because of the American market that is for it. And so if we can make a dent in Mexico, then we can make a dent all over the world. And I believe that. And I also believe that what is impossible for, you know, governments is not impossible for the body of Jesus. And we have to be actively engaged in this. And this is my calling. And if you want to stand with me in this, I'm telling you, more now than ever.
Yeah.
More now than ever.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
This is a time of acceleration for sure. So take this opportunity, guys. Go to troybrewer.com and you can click the little give button there. You can also call 877-413-0888 to get involved at any time. You can scan the QR code on your screen if you happen to be watching on TV, but get involved, be a media missionary as well. If you're watching this and you landed here for the first time, like this, share this, tell your friends, you guys got to see what these people here in Texas, this crazy bunch of Texas is doing, and share this with them, because we also are going to be getting into a lot today that I know you and your friends and family are going to benefit from. And this is just the beginning of the conversation today. So take this opportunity and like, and share this all around.
You know what? I have, there's several different people that have said, hey, we see a lot of clips from Tim Tebow. How come you don't work with that organization? Let me just say something about Tim Tebow. Wow. He's a wow to me.
Yeah.
I love Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
And my operators, they know who the good guys are and they know who the bad guys are. And I'm telling you right now, Tim Tebow is a good guy. And I love him.
He is. Yeah.
And how come I don't want, because he doesn't need me. I mean, the guy's got it going on, man.
Mm-hmm.
The brother is awesome. So no, but from everything that I have heard from our operators, that is an incredible organization.
Yeah.
Other organizations are world famous ones, world famous people that are famous for rescuing kids. Mm-hmm. I've heard terrible things about them.
Yeah.
But man, the stuff that he does. And also too, how he quote unquote markets it, it looks like Jesus to me.
Yeah.
I just see the fruit of the Holy Spirit all over.
Yeah.
So I love it's me awesome. Some Tim Tebow. Man, you guys remember to pray for him.
Yeah.
You guys remember to pray for him. Okay. So what are we doing now?
All right. Well, let's just get some announcements before we bring on our guests. We have Bunny Pounds joining us and we're going to chat with her all about, she's worked in high levels of government and all the things in politics. And we're going to talk with her about this big movement she's starting over the country. But we have a couple quick announcements. First of all, tonight at Open Door Church, Sam Childers, the machine gun preacher, is going to be bringing the word.
Come on, Sam.
Man, he's awesome. And he was actually on the Pulse yesterday. So if you guys missed yesterday's episode, you got to go back and watch it. He's a wild man and he's the real deal, just like you, Pastor. And you guys are like, I just feel like two peas in a pod. So he's going to be preaching tonight at 7 p.m. So you guys don't miss that. If you can be here in person, be here. If not, it's going to be streamed right here on our social media, wherever you're watching. Also, we have this event happening on March 14th. Called Becoming a King.
Yep.
Do you want to tell them about that, Pastor? Because that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, so it is going to be a rite of passage. It's going to be an all-day conference. It is got me. It's got Riley Meek. It's got Brian Schwartz. And we are going to be going through five different sessions mm-hmm. on what it means to go and to step up into a whole higher level mm-hmm. in your finances, in your walk with Jesus, in your marriage, whatever those things are. Yeah. But how do we do that? What are the things we need to think about? What are the things that we need to grab onto? And then we're going to be doing an impartation time, mm-hmm. and then we're actually doing a rite of passage as a prophetic act.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be all day long. Now this thing is free, but you do have to sign up for it.
Yeah.
And so where do people sign up for that at?
They can scan the QR code there. Taylor, if you can put that graphic up again. They can also go to opendoorexperience.com, click on our events page there, and they can get all the information to sign up. And then, of course, for our stage three people, it's going to be streamed on there as well.
Yep. You'll be able to watch it live.
Yep.
For all of our stage three partners.
Yep.
And man, we got a bunch of them now, and I praise God. And a bunch of people are upgrading from stage two into stage three. And that is always so helpful. It's so helpful. So guys, I encourage you guys to take advantage of that. All right.
Awesome. Well, I think with that, we're ready to bring on our guest, Pastor.
Okay. So how did we get hooked up with this?
So lady? Sharon Bolin connected us with Bunny. And actually, Bunny and I have another mutual friend, a woman named Jamie Smith Thompson, who's really incredible. Sharon Bolin was the one who initially was telling us about this event that Bunny is doing. And she's the founder of Christians Engage. She served in the highest levels of politics. She ran for Congress in Texas, and now she mobilizes believers across America to pray, to vote, and to lead, much like what we do in this house. I feel like we're always mobilizing people. Go vote, even just yesterday with Prop 10 and everything happening here in Texas.
Yes.
We've been telling people, go vote. So we definitely believe that. And she's also written a couple books, one called Jesus and Politics, another one called Stepping Up to Lead. And she is calling the church to rebuild the nation in the spirit of Nehemiah. She's also hosting this big event coming up in D.C., and we're going to tell you all about it. But before we bring her on, guys, check this out. This is just a little snippet of Bunny Pounds, and then we'll have her on.
My story is how one woman can love Jesus, walk in his presence, and impact members of Congress and national leaders. Really, God wants to use all of our lives. He's awakening his church, drawing us to himself. He wants us to impact our nation. God has a call on believers' lives to get outside the walls of the church. You're feeling a stirring, a burden from the Lord that, man, I've got to do something for my nation right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it looks like, but I'm feeling a burden and I have to respond. We are at a crisis point in our nation, and this is the time that we have to unite in the spirit of John 17 and lay down all the things that disturb us. When you go into any place, you are carrying Jesus wherever you go, and you are disciple makers for the kingdom of God. And remember that America is important, and we are here in this moment in history for such a time as this. Sounds so simple. It's not rocket science. It's pray, vote, and engage. The purpose of my life and the purpose of this ministry is that the gospel is preeminent. It's the only thing that matters.
Bunny Pounds, I'm so happy to meet you, Ladybug. So God bless you so much.
Pastor Troy, we have a lot of mutual friends, Rafael Cruz and others that have been in your church and spoken about our ministry with you. But yeah, it's an honor to be with you guys. And thank you for highlighting America is the Bible and what we're doing.
Okay, man. So I'm just going to start firing off here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, man. Number one, what part of the world are you at right now?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee right now, but I'm living in Dallas in Rowlett, Texas.
Okay.
But yes, in Nashville to do an event with Hank Irwin tonight, the Great American Prayer Revival. So excited to be with Hank tonight.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing for the King. Thank you for what you're doing in the kingdom. And thank you for what you're doing in our great nation. And man, we need more of you out there. And I praise God for you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And to answer your question, my name is Bunny. It is my real name. My sister's name is Sunny.
No way.
Yes, I was named after Billy Graham's daughter, Ruth Graham Bell's nickname is Bunny. Yep. And my dad got saved watching Billy Graham on TV as an Army veteran and became a pastor and all of that. So anyway, it's a spiritual reason behind my name. And I'm so honored when we get to talk about America Reads the Bible. Franklin Graham is doing our welcome and the That's gospel cool. presentation at the end of the book of Revelation. So it's a full circle moment for my life.
That's oh my cool. gosh, man, that's the Lord, man. Okay, so tell us what this thing is. Number one, why did you put this thing together and how did that work? Was there like a journey in this where you're like, were you thinking about it and then boom, what happened?
Yeah, well, Christians Engaged, as you can see on the clip, we work, we have a million Christians that we've mobilized now for every election to pray, vote, and engage. We built a get out the vote system for Christians. We built curriculum. We mentor young people, take them to Washington, D.C. And so I have a lot going on, okay? I don't need one more thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm in the Museum of the Bible 2.5 years ago with a group of young people, and I have this encounter with the Lord about Ezra. At the end of the Old Testament section there at the museum, Ezra stands up with the book of Moses and starts reading Genesis 1 and says, "Let there be light." And I had just got done writing a book that's been on my heart for 15 years. I used to teach Bible studies on the book of Nehemiah to congressional staffers. And so I finally finished my chronological study of the book of Nehemiah. It's called Stepping Up to Lead, and it has all the Nehemiah qualities that we should amplify as leaders. Mm-hmm. And it hits me, Pastor. This is the problem with the modern American church. You and I are trying to get people to vote, to engage, to pray, to care about their country, to be leaders. But we're binge watching Netflix, not reading our Bible, and we don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, we need an Ezra moment in this country before we can have a Nehemiah moment. And I just started weeping. And it was like the Lord was just highlighting to me, you know, we know it in statistics that we don't have a biblical worldview. We don't know scripture. We are not devoted to Jesus. But man, it hit me. This is the only path forward for America. And so I had this secret memo to myself. I had this random idea. Wouldn't it be awesome if our national leaders from all spheres of influence, demographics, and denominations would humble themselves in front of the American people and say, you know, we are the high-performing people, but we need the Bible every day just to make it. You, the American people, need God's word and his wisdom, and you need to hear from God every day to make it. And what if we called the American people back to the Bible at our 250th birthday? I mean, wouldn't that be epic?
Crazy.
So I had this secret memo to myself for a year and a half, and I told God I wasn't qualified to lead it. And last January, I couldn't sleep, and I had to step out in faith. And 14 months has gone by, and I think we're going to lead the largest Bible reading event the nation's ever had.
Man,
we can get into the details on
it
that.
It may even be the biggest thing the world has ever had. I mean, crazy. I mean, the vision is incredible. I cannot believe you pulled this thing off, man. It's very impressive. And then
only by the grace of God, brother. Of I am no one. I mean,
yeah,
I just want to be on fly on the wall and watch God move, really.
Okay.
But our team, we have 20 on our team and they have worked tirelessly for the last 14 months. We have some contractors, but what this is going to look like is April 18, we're going to have an opening celebration at Mark Batterson's church in Washington, D.C. It will be a 90-minute show that will be aired on Great American PureFlix, live streamed to the nation. Patricia Heaton, a cabinet secretary, members of Congress, Candace Cameron Bure, my national spokesperson, Cameron and BJ Arnett, who are also national spokespeople for us for the Forge, you know, Dr. Adam Wright from DBU and people from media and David Barton and Tony Perkins and all of them, they're all going to tell their stories related to the Bible and inspire the American people to go back to the Bible. This is going to be the 90-minute program that every pastor in America should host in their church and should get on everybody's radar. And then the next 7 days, April 19th through 25, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 475 national leaders are going to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It'll be streamed and produced through Great American Pure Flix. And then we have 16 national worship leaders, Danny Gokey, Leland, Kim Walker-Smith, many others that are coming to facilitate prayer and worship at the end of each hour so we can actually schedule the Bible reading. But it'll be 84 hours, and I can't wait to see what God's going to do as we proclaim his word in the spirit of John 17 over our nation. 115 national ministries partnering with us.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Shay and I was there a couple of years ago, and we were there speaking at an event at Congress against human trafficking. And while we were there, there was a huge riot that took place. It was the biggest mess in the whole world. They bust in, like, I don't know how many thousands of people.
Oh, it was like tens of thousands of, like, pro-Palestinian.
It was unbelievable. And to see the turnaround that has taken place in our nation's capital.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't even think anybody could even imagine just a couple of years ago that we would have a national Read the Bible event that all denominations are a part of, that we are all going to get together unified in the nation's capital to actually proclaim the word of God. And it's incredible, honestly.
And we've had such incredible help from the White House. We have six cabinet members reading now.
That's cool.
From Scott Turner to Pete Hegseth to Marco Rubio. It's going to be awesome. And we believe, you know, we're believing by faith, but we do believe the president and the vice president will both be a part of this.
Wow.
But God is so faithful because, you know, what we underestimate the power of books of the Bible like Leviticus and Numbers and Job and Jude and all these places that we think are not sexy or that God can't speak through. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have national leaders reading what we consider boring parts of the word, because I believe that it will impact people's hearts, that they will see through our social media clips that are going to go viral, I believe, all the media stories, the live stream. All of that is going to impact people's hearts, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And I'm so thrilled. I'm seeing the Holy Spirit start to breathe on this, take what we've built the last 14 months and breathe on it. And we're just getting started. The next 7 weeks are going to be an amazing journey as our team watches God just take these little seeds of his word and amplify them to the nation.
Well, that's awesome, Bunny. And you mentioned the Museum of the Bible. And when we were there, Pastor Troy and I think that the thing that stuck out to me the most at the Museum of the Bible was the exhibit where they showed how the scriptures are literally etched in stone all throughout D.C., like physically in the stone of our nation. And so, Bunny, what would you say to people who say, because I have heard this many times, and this seems to be a big narrative of this generation, thankfully not a lot of people that we're connected to, but a lot of people as a whole say, you know, keep religion out of politics, keep religion out of DC. What would you say to those people? Because to me, when you see that, like, scriptures are actually etched into the stone of this nation, if you're saying that, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, there's no way our Constitution has outlasted every constitution in world history if it wasn't for the fabric and the foundation of Scripture.
Yeah.
Justice, liberty, law, all of those come from Scripture. You know, Moses had his father-in-law Jethro give him the qualifications for leadership that many of us should use to elect our representatives. The Bible, as you know, was a textbook in all of our schools until the last 60 to 70 years. So we need to realize that God's word gives us the foundations for life. It is good, and it should impact all of our lives and hearts as leaders. But even for our nation, you know, we don't tell people, I get so, and I know, Pastor Troy, you're not one of these pastors, okay? So I'm talking to the other pastors out there. But these pastors are like, oh, take Jesus to your public school teacher. You know, take Jesus to your board meeting as a business owner. But when you talk about take Jesus into the school board or the Chamber of Commerce, or I'm going to run for Congress, like their eyes just gloss over. Like, that's out of my paradigm. Mm-hmm. Jesus should be in every part of our life. There's no thing as secular and sacred. It is all sacred. And we have been given such an incredible gift in this nation, you know, that the Iranians want, right? That the Venezuelans want, that the Cubans want, and we are not stewarding our nation well. The fact that we still had very low turnout by Bible-believing Christians, even just yesterday in Texas, just breaks my heart. It is time for us to activate and to steward our nation well. And so, but we have to go back to the Bible and devotion to Jesus. That's what this event is. But after this event, we will be mobilizing Christians to pray, vote, and engage.
Okay. So we're about to switch formats here, and we're going to go to a place that we call Behind the Veil, which is just exclusive to our, it is our personal platform, and it's just for all of our people that actually partner with us. But before we do that, how can people get behind this? What do we do? What do you wish everybody would do?
Well, I want some of you to come to DC and be a part of this at our opening celebration. We have about 300 spots left for that night. But bring your kids and grandkids to come sit in the museum while the word is being read. We have our own private art gallery. My friend Mindy Oten's amazing 66 paintings of the Messiah showing up in all books of the Bible. The Dead Sea Scrolls are going to be there, guys, while we're there. Come to DC for the 250th. There's no hotel rooms left in July 4th, so come this week. But if you can't come to DC, plan on how you're using the live stream now in your church, in your community, in your small group, in your family room. If you're a business owner and you've never shared the gospel with your employees, have the live stream going on in your offices. Okay. This is our founding document of the country. So register at americareadsthebible.com for all the live stream instructions and to connect to the movement. And we're never going to have this moment again, guys. Never. I've never been a part of something, anything like this in my life. I've dreamed of it. But God is blowing on this because of this perfect storm of the 250th, and the church is starting to realize that we need each other.
Okay. Okay. So guys, you guys have that. And I want to tell you, we'll stream it right on. We can stream this. So yeah, we will, I'm man. Sure. Listen, we'll stream it and we'll share, we will share your stream and we'll put it on ODX and we'll tell the whole world as well. And I want to tell you, we're very excited to get behind you on this thing and to support this. It makes me so happy, Bunny, that you're doing this. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so proud of you. And I know it's all by the grace of God, but thank you for your leadership in this. And thank you for stepping up, man, and for making this happen. I just want to support this in every way I can possibly support it. So I would like to ask all of my people all over the world, man, get behind this thing and support this thing. How do people find out more information about it?
Go to americareadsthebible.com. You can donate. We got about a half a million left to raise of a $2 million budget. So if you want to support us that way. But again, we have a Gen Z summit also happening. So if you're 18 to 30 year olds, come to DC. It's pretty much free. We have spots for 180 young people at our Gen Z summit. But bring your kids, bring your grandkids. Let's blow this up for the glory of God and share all of this. Follow us on social media at americareadsthebible.com and help us amplify the importance of the Bible in our nation right now.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So guys, americareadsthebible.com. Please go there. Please check it out. Please donate. Please help my friend Bunny. And this is going to start a great move of God through the entire nation in the name of Jesus. So Bunny, can you still hang on with us for just a few more minutes?
I sure can. Thank you, Pastor Troy.
Okay, hang on. Okay. All right, great. Well,
I got some more questions to ask.
Okay,
you.
I've got questions for too. Yeah. And then also, if you guys have questions, if you are watching on ODX.TV, and if you're one of our partners, man, I want you guys to write down your question and we will get to your questions as well. And I'll call you guys blessed. Mm-hmm. So how do we wind this up?
All right, so guys, we are going to head behind the veil. If you are watching us on YouTube or anywhere on social media, the stream is going to end, but you can continue the conversation with us by going to odx.tv and joining us as a stage two or stage three partner there. And the stage two, I believe, is only around like $12 a month. That money goes towards helping us rescue and raise kids all over the world. You heard a little bit at the beginning of the show, just a testimony from the past couple days, from this past week. And it's been such a fruitful week when it comes to rescuing kids, guys. And this is just an example of one week. And so please, Please, now more than ever, we need your partnership. So take this opportunity, join us as a stage two or three partner at odx.tv so you can help us rescue kids every single day all over the world. And so you can continue this conversation that we're about to have with Miss Bunny Pounds. So awesome, so inspiring to hear. Even just like how God gave her an idea and she was just like, yeah, sure, why not? And it's a massive thing that she's undertaken.
Yeah.
And it just started with you know.
Her yes is serious.
Yeah, her yes is serious.
I mean, so cool. This girl does not play.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think you want to make her mad at you either.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this girl gets stuff done.
Yeah,
man.
She does.
This
she
girl
definitely
gets stuff
does.
Done, so she's something else.
So right. Cool.
So we're going to continue that conversation with her behind the veil.
Yes, sir.
Exclusive to our Stage 2 and Stage 3 partners. If you're not yet a Stage 2 or Stage 3 partner, go there now and sign up for it. Or you can call us at the number 877-413-0888. Okay.
There you go.
You guys ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's head behind the veil.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.